and Ken Tomet. We had an agent at Berrino Park. We had three people at Atmore. We had an agent at McCullough. We had an agent at Huxford. We had an agent at Goodway and one here, and two of us at Mexi and one at Fountain, two at Hibbert, so on like that. And now we have, because we have Macmillan Bloedel up near Kimbrough, and we have round-the-clock service there. And then I'm the next person. We have one person at Atmore, and then to Cantonment is your next people. So there's been a constant closing up of your smaller agencies that deal with your local people. We're getting away from any personal touch whatsoever on the railroad as far as the, when you think about an agent as it used to be and an agent as you are now.
Do you work here every day from
the morning? I come here in the morning at 6:30, and actually my assignment, I'm what they call a dualized agent. I still go over to Mexi and take care of the business at the pole mill. I'm supposed to come to Frisco City at 6:30, stay till 10:30, and then go to Mexi. Mm-hmm. And I have an hour to take care of that business over there, and then a lunch hour back here at 12:30, and I stay until 2:30, and I'm supposed to go back to Mexi to do any billing or work there is to be mm-hmm. done there. But they do give me quite a bit of leeway there that I can work it more as I need to, because I need to be here more than I do the 2 hours at Mexi. So I kind of do that as needs to be over there and use the rest of my time here.
Then does someone work the shift?
No.
After you?
It closes. Everything closes down after I leave. Uh-huh.
Have you done much traveling or?
Not nearly as much as I would like to and hope to in the future. Now, we usually go up in the Smokies every fall, mm-hmm. which I thoroughly enjoy. And we've made a couple of trips up to Columbus, Ohio the last couple of years because I have a niece up there mm-hmm. and take her mother up to see her and that sort of thing. But really not a great deal, not an extensive amount. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you been active in church or clubs or?
No clubs. I don't really. I guess I could make the opportunity, but there's not too much opportunity for club work. There's not much related things in regard to railroad. Mm-hmm. But I attend church regularly. I'm not as active as far as assuming responsibilities now as I have been in past years. Mm-hmm. But I still go to church, Sunday school, and regularly.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your parents, where they were born.
All right, my mother was born in a little community where she was born. It would be near Tekoi, same little place where I started the school there. Mm-hmm. And in fact, her schoolhouse was just across the field from the one where I started. So she was born and has lived all of her life here in this area.
Mm-hmm. What about your father?
Now, Daddy was born over a little old place called Bashi, B-A-S-H-I. It's on the Clark-Marengo County line, about 60 miles over there. Mm-hmm. And he came over here somewhere in the early, about 1910, somewhere along like that, and went to work for the railroad. And at the time that later on he was in the construction end and then transferred to this department as an agent. And while there, they used to turn the passenger train on what we call a Y over at Mexi. Mm-hmm. And Mama lived right out from the Y, and it was a Sunday evening pastime for all the local people to come over and ride the passenger train around the Y while they were turning it, and that's where she met Daddy.
Did your mother ever work outside?
Never had.
How much education do your parents have?
I doubt Daddy had third or fourth grade. Education. Now, Mama went as far as they allowed you to go at the time she was a girl, about the 7th, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's maiden name?